From your breaking news station, I'm Judith Jenkins at the New Mexico Honda Dealers News Desk. Bernalillo County Commissioners tonight vote on a proposed tax hike that would increase sales taxes by $30 million a year in the county. The measure calls for raising the sales tax 3/16 of 1%. Now, if it doesn't go through, County Manager Julie Morgas-Baca says the county may have to impose layoffs and cut public safety spending. She says cuts would include every department cutting their budget by 4%. An immediate hiring freeze and mandatory furloughs, among other things. Commissioner Wayne Johnson, who is running for mayor of Albuquerque, opposes the proposed tax hike. He tells the Albuquerque Journal it would balance the county budget on the backs of the overburdened public. Governor Martinez discusses the budget and legislative session at the Albuquerque Marriott. That was yesterday. Outside, Democrats and other groups rallied to try to get Martinez to sign the budget plan lawmakers sent her. Martinez opposes the tax hikes in it. However, Deborah Holland, state Democratic Party chairperson, says lawmakers worked hard to figure out the issues and felt we needed revenue increases.
As adamant as she is, she wants to be the Republican governor that stands by the Republican mantra of no taxes and smaller government. But the fact remains that there are people in our state who need services.
Holland says Moody's just downgraded Kansas for a budget that contained no revenue increases. Meanwhile, state employees could be facing furloughs in the very near future. Governor Martinez says her administration is preparing to order employees to take unpaid days off as early as next month. The governor's comments came during a business speech yesterday in Albuquerque. Martinez says state lawmakers didn't do enough to find savings during the recent 60-day session. She has promised to call lawmakers back into special session to fix the budget plan. New Mexico is good for solar jobs. The Albuquerque Journal reports we are the 23rd fastest growing state for solar jobs and the 8th highest for industry employment per capita. Employment in New Mexico's solar industry last year was up 54%, according to the Washington, D.C.-based Solar Foundation. Now, these jobs are scattered across the state, but most of them, 60%, are right here in Albuquerque. In fact, Albuquerque's solar industry jobs last year grew by 78%. Well, last Friday, there were blizzard conditions around Raton, forcing the shutdown of I-25. National Weather Service meteorologist Jennifer Palucki says another system will impact the state tomorrow.
The big impact will be snow. It's a little early to say how much, but it certainly could be fairly significant again, especially for the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and up there near Raton Pass along the Colorado border.
Palucki tells News Radio KKOB there is a pretty good chance of rain for Albuquerque today and tonight, which she says will help lessen the fire danger and help settle all that dust. For great deals, visit your New Mexico Honda dealers today. I'm Judith Jenkins on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB. News Radio KKOB traffic in 1 minute.